Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the fat guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I'm giving you skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, and weight loss. Isn't that right, doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today, we're going to give you our February ways to stay on track. You know how, like, January comes along? We're just out of January.
You're
now.
All fired up.
You're all fired up. You've got your plan. You've got, I'm going to lose 20 pounds. You've already probably had a week where you got the Atkins going.
Right. You starved yourself
Beach,
for at least
right,
a week.
And you're, like, miserable, but you're like, oh, I'm sticking to the program. But we know what happens once February rolls around. February rolls around and you're off the wagon. The wheels have fallen off the cart and you're like, all right, let's just go
back.
You're
in the danger zone.
So let's give you some of our best tips on how to avoid that from happening. First thing you need, Lee, is you need a long-term vision. You got to realize that this thing is not going to be a month old and you're out of it. It's going to be a lot longer than that. And you have to realize that you have to set goals, long-term goals, and you have to set short-term goals. Long-term goals could be like, listen, a year from today, I wouldn't have lost the 25 extra pounds that I'm holding, okay?
Right.
It's not going to be in 2 weeks or next month. It's going to be the year from now. Because
right.
Who cares what's the race to lose it if it's going to gain, you're going to gain
right
it right back by
right.
next year.
And you run out of water weight, okay? So you're done with that. So forget about that. Now it's going to get harder.
Oh, yeah, I guess it's water. I fluctuate 5-10 pounds a week. Don't worry
just
about it.
Just in fluids.
Yeah, just in fluids. So, and you also need to set up short-term goals. And, again, starting
Well, the short-term is your plan. This is what you're going to do on a day-to-day basis. The
Absolutely.
Long-term is your vision.
Absolutely. And, like, for someone like you, it may be like, I'm going to eat nuts, my little package of nuts.
Every morning.
Every morning
breakfast.
When I wake up, boom, I'm eating that little package of nuts. And for other people, it may be, well, you know what? I'm going to make sure I'm going to exercise every week. I'm going to try to get in at least 5 times a week. And it could be just 15, 20 minutes to start with, and maybe 10 minutes, and then you're gradually going to increase that. Okay. Have that long-term vision. The other thing that you need is you need that support. You need to have others around you that are in the same boat as you, and that could be created by, let's say, for instance, let's say you decide to run, Lee. Let's say you
yes.
want to use running. Well, guess what? You can go to your local stores.
The
running shops. They have, every week, they have people
they
that
have
get
runs,
together.
I bet, right in the front of those
Absolutely.
Stores.
Usually, every Tuesdays and Thursday nights, they gather. There's a gathering of people that they get together. Now, the good news about that is that when you have people that gather together, guess what? When you go to do it, you're like, oh, these people are in the same boat as me.
Yeah, and it's funner.
And it's fun. Funner?
Funner?
More fun.
Not to me.
It's more fun to me. So that's a great way of staying on track. And the other thing you do is you gain a support group. These are the people that they're going to call you up and go, hey
where were you last week?
Are you coming tonight? Do a run? And that's what you need. You need that little shot in the tush to get you going.
A little nagging.
A little nagging, and you need that support group, and that'll help keep you on track. The last thing you want to do is have events. Also, create events. Things that you can go to. That's what's great about running. They have every week somewhere in your neighborhood or somewhere where you live, there is a 5K or a 10K or a half marathon go on. Every single week, something is
right.
going on, and you can go to those events and get there and create a little bit of a network of people that you see, and before you know it, you have yourself a little family, a little support group, and you got a great event that you're going to do every week.
And you have an event that you're training for, and then
right.
you do
create
it,
an event.
And then you have a next event that you're training for that you do.
Absolutely.
Keeps you compliant. Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy are your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.